Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Top 25 Ways an IUL Can Secure Your Financial Future and Build a Tax-Free Family Bank is a personal finance and insurance book by Mark J. Kwan focused on indexed universal life insurance, often abbreviated as IUL. The book presents IUL as a flexible financial tool that can help readers pursue tax-advantaged growth, downside protection, and policy-based borrowing while keeping long-term family and retirement planning in view. Rather than treating life insurance only as death benefit coverage, it frames the policy as a living financial asset that may be used to create a private source of capital. The book is aimed at readers who want to understand how IUL can complement traditional investments, support business or real estate funding, and serve as part of a broader legacy strategy. Its purpose is educational and strategic to explain why some people view IUL as a way to manage taxes, volatility, and liquidity together within one planning framework. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, IUL as a tax-advantaged financial structure rather than simple insurance. A central idea in the book is that indexed universal life insurance should be understood as more than a protection product. The author presents it as a financial structure with living benefits, meaning the policy can accumulate cash value while still providing a death benefit. This matters because many readers approach insurance only as a risk transfer tool, whereas the book argues that IUL can also participate in long-term planning. The emphasis on tax treatment is especially important. Growth inside the policy is presented as tax-deferred, and policy loans are described as a way to access funds without triggering the same immediate tax consequences that might come from selling other assets. That framing is what makes the book different from a generic insurance overview. It encourages the reader to think in terms of policy design, funding discipline, and long-range utility, not only premium cost. The financial logic is not that IUL replaces every other asset, but that it can occupy a distinct role in a broader plan where tax efficiency and control over capital matter. Secondly, the family bank concept and how policy loans support private capital access. One of the book's most distinctive themes is the idea of building a tax-free family bank. In practical terms, this means using the policy's cash value as a pool of capital that the policyholder can borrow against for planned needs or opportunities. The book connects this to a broader philosophy of financial self-reliance instead of relying entirely on banks, credit cards, or outside lenders. A family can create internal access to funds under its own terms. That idea is especially relevant for expenses or opportunities that recur over time, such as business needs, investments, or family priorities. The value of the concept lies not in treating the policy as a checking account, but in understanding liquidity as a strategic asset. The book also suggests that this structure can support intergenerational thinking, because family capital can be used and replenished over time rather than disappearing after one transaction. Readers are invited to think carefully about repayment discipline, opportunity cost, and how borrowing from a policy differs from traditional debt. Thirdly, using IUL to manage market volatility and long-term wealth preservation. The book repeatedly positions IUL as a response to market uncertainty. Because the policy is indexed rather than directly invested in equities, it is presented as offering a level of downside protection compared with market exposure. That point is important for readers who are concerned about recessions, sequence of returns risk, or losing principal in volatile markets. The book does not argue that IUL behaves like a high-growth stock portfolio. Instead, it suggests that the policy can provide a more stable environment for accumulating value while preserving flexibility. This makes the book relevant to conservative planners, as well as those who want a balance between growth and protection. The discussion of market downturns also links to inflation and rising taxes, which are treated as long-term threats to purchasing power. In that sense, the book is not merely about returns, but about resilience. Its logic is that a financial plan should protect capital from both emotional market decisions and structural economic pressures. Readers interested in wealth preservation will find this framing more useful than a narrow focus on annual performance numbers. Fourthly, retirement income planning and avoiding the risk of outliving assets. Another major theme is the use of IUL in retirement planning. The book presents policy cash value and loans as possible tools for creating retirement income that is less exposed to market swings and potentially more tax efficient than some other withdrawal strategies. This matters because retirement planning is not only about accumulation, it is also about turning assets into dependable income without depleting them too quickly. The book's approach reflects concern over longevity risk, meaning the risk of living longer than expected and exhausting savings. By showing how an IUL can support retirement income streams, the author places the policy within a broader conversation about sustainable spending. The appeal is strongest for readers who want to coordinate insurance, cash access, and legacy planning in one framework. At the same time, the book implicitly requires readers to understand policy funding, loan mechanics, and the need to keep the contract in force. That makes the subject more technical than many retirement books, but also more integrated. It treats retirement not as a single product decision, but as a coordinated system of protection, liquidity, and distribution. Lastly, borrowing from the wealthy playbook through other people's money, the book also draws on the well-known financial idea of other people's money, or OPM, to explain how capital can be leveraged for investment activity. In this context, the author suggests that policy loans can function as a controlled source of funding that allows the reader to keep personal cash available while using borrowed funds for investments or business opportunities. The point is not to glorify debt, but to show how wealthy individuals often separate access to capital from ownership of capital. That distinction is central to the book's strategy-minded tone. By framing IUL borrowing as an OPM tool, the author connects insurance to real-world financial behavior in areas like real estate, business expansion, and portfolio flexibility. This broadens the book beyond insurance education into capital strategy. Readers are encouraged to evaluate returns, repayment schedules, and risk before using policy money in any deal, because borrowed capital still carries obligation. The book stands out by translating a familiar wealth concept into the language of a life insurance structure, making the strategy feel both technical and practical. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand indexed universal life insurance as a planning tool rather than a standard insurance purchase. That includes financially curious families, business owners, retirement planners, and readers exploring tax-aware ways to build liquidity and transfer wealth. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It explains how IUL can be positioned as a tax-advantaged asset, a source of private borrowing, and a possible support for retirement income and legacy planning. Readers looking for a straightforward introduction to the family bank idea will find the book especially relevant. What makes it stand out in its category is its focused, practical framing of IUL as a multifunctional instrument, rather than a narrow product review. Instead of treating insurance, investing, and retirement as separate discussions, the book connects them through a single strategy centered on cash value, control, and tax efficiency. For readers willing to evaluate the mechanics carefully, it offers a distinct perspective on how life insurance can fit into a broader wealth-building system. If you would like to support Mark J. Kwan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.